Mondays with Maggie, brought to you by Hilton Head Island's Floors to Go. You can find them and their showroom at 123 Matthews Drive on the island. Stop by and see Steve or any of the qualified staff at Floors to Go. They will help you bring your flooring vision to life. Find out more at HiltonHeadIsland.floorstogo.com. And now, it's time for Mondays with Maggie. Good morning and welcome back to another edition of Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of this podcast and primary contributor to eatitandlikeit.com. Her name is Margaret. We call her Maggie Crenshaw. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm looking forward to the month of October. It's thick and juicy with what's the entries? You look at my October calendar and it's just woo, but that's okay.
Well, you have a book promoting.
I do.
So you've got a lot of dates on your calendar for that.
Yep. I'm producing a television show. I'm promoting a book and I'm preparing for the New York City Marathon. Other than that, I got nothing going on.
Yeah. Just a light schedule.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's all good. All good. How was your weekend?
It was great. Had a good weekend. Had a couple of days last week that I wasn't feeling so well. I was under the weather. So it was nice to feel better over the weekend and get out and about and see some friends, including you.
Yeah, we had a good time, didn't we?
Yes. Shrimp Fest was one for the books.
Now you when we were with, for those who aren't familiar, we were at the Hilton Head Island Shrimp Festival over at Harbortown on a Saturday. I think it's their fifth annual, started in 2019. It's a good time right there adjacent to the Harbor Basin. Now when we were there, you were telling me about an old shrimp festival. Did there used to be another shrimp festival on the island once upon a time?
You know, there have been so many festivals that I could be just getting it a little confused. But I did tell you that, oh gosh, 35 years or so ago, maybe four. I mean, I don't even remember now. I was in my early 40s when festivals started popping up.
35 years ago, you were in your early 40s? No.
I meant 20s.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
I could have said 40 years ago and then accidentally said in my 40s. But at any rate, we started doing some festivals. And I remember there being festivals in the Park Plaza parking lot. And for some reason, I think that was a shrimp fest or it could have been a seafood fest. My memory is not great. And I'm sure anybody listening who's a local islander of years ago might have some better memory than me. But yeah, the bottom line is that Harbortown is doing Shrimp Fest now, and it's a really great event, and yeah. It's a wonderful backdrop. So much better than the parking lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Park Plaza.
It really has become one of my favorite events of the year. I mean, if the weather cooperates like it has now the last 2 years, it's just
gorgeous.
It's just spectacular with the lighthouse and the yacht basin behind us and really good food. Those chefs, people don't realize, those chefs take that stuff seriously. That's legit. That's legit eats there.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There were so many good ones.
Yeah. The winner's Ryan Moore from Fraser's Tavern. He had the margarita. It was a shrimp ceviche margarita. And then the people's choice is always Crazy Crab with his little fried garlic shrimp thing.
Yeah. Those are good. Those were really good. Both items. But there was another one. You're going to have to remind me what restaurant it was that had the little... It was like Mexican street corn. It had a little crema on top,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. That was from the quarter deck, believe it or not.
Quarter deck, yeah.
Quarter deck.
That stuck out. So did that skewered shrimp from Okun.
Okun over in Bluffton. Yeah. Yeah. I like the watermelon shooter that the technical college did with the shrimp in it. That was really good too.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was good.
It's all good. I think, you know, I think there were 15, 16 entries, maybe, and it's usually been the case. I've been a judge since year one. Usually there's one or two that I'm like, eh, not for me. But most of them are like, okay, that was good. It wasn't amazing, but that was good. Trust me, I've judged enough things over the years to where, you know, there are some chili cook-offs where you get handed chili and like somebody actually submitted this for a competition. It's like red water with a bean in it and they call it chili. Yeah, no, no. So,
well, it's, you know, it's the restaurants take on the cost of putting that on.
Right.
It's, I mean, it's my understanding. They're not reimbursed. I mean, nobody's paying them back. They don't get anything for that. It's, it's purely marketing.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the group and what, and whatever employees they bring with them for the day to pull off the event. And it's a big deal.
You know, it is a big deal.
There's a lot that goes into it.
So. Well, that blew my mind. That blew my mind with all of that. I found out that there was a large group on the property, Sea Pines, this weekend or last weekend. Jack Nicklaus was there. Matt Kuchar, championship golfer. Annika Sorenstam, an LPGA legend. They were all on the property. And there were different events going on. There was a buyout at the Quarterdeck Friday night. They had a big event at Coast over at the Beach Club on Saturday. But then they held this 1,000-person event right in the middle of Harbortown. And it seemed like all of the bigwigs in food and beverage at Sea Pines were there. So it's like, how do you execute all this stuff so flawlessly? It really was a tribute to everything those guys do over there. It's a beautiful resort, but they work really hard to connect the dots seamlessly.
Well said.
Thank you.
Well said.
Thank you. Thank you. So where have you been eating and liking lately?
Last week, okay, so my real estate business partners and I had a working lunch last week at Jane Bistro. And that was really good. I love it when I'm dining with someone and they say, "Hey, I've got two things I'd like to have. Do you want to get the such and such and I'll get the such and such and then we can share?" And then you get like, it's like two for one, right?
Yeah.
So Bland and I shared our meals and we had a cheeseburger and a Cuban and they were both really, really good. And then he opted for fruit instead of his French fries and I got the French fries. So we had a little healthy and a little naughty. It was really good. The service was great and they did a good job.
Did you tell us where?
Jane Bistro.
Oh, okay. Did you mention it? I might have missed that.
I think you must be working on your books or something over there that's equally as boring as
No. You and I discussed this this air quote Cuban over breakfast Sunday morning. You know what? I think I'm gonna start calling them that. Because there's so many variations of the Cuban sandwich.
It's a variation.
Yeah, yes. And I told you yesterday that doesn't make them bad. Some of these sandwiches are good. Some of them really good. But don't come up on me, of all people, telling me that it's an authentic Cuban, because more times than not, they're not. So I think going forward, I'm going to start calling them air quote Cubans.
Okay, it was an air quote Cuban.
Yes.
Okay, so do you want me to break it down, or should we just move on? I want you to have the ability to say strike one, strike two, and strike three like you did to me the other day.
You want to do that right now?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it. Tell us about this air quote Cuban.
I said that it was delicious. It was legit, except the bread was ciabatta.
Well, let's back up a second. You threw the word legit at me, and I said, be careful with that word around me with a Cuban.
Right, that's right.
I said, hold on. All right? You can't just throw that word around. So, okay. Then I said, tell me about this Cuban, and you said ciabatta bread, and I went, strike one. We were about 15 seconds into this description, and I was already like I'm on my heels, ready to fight.
Yeah. Yep, you were. You had smoke coming out of your nostrils and your ears and everything.
Yes. So ciabatta bread. Strike one.
Okay. Strike one. And then I said that for my purposes, it didn't quite have enough of the mustardy mayonnaise-y sauce that you normally find on a Cuban.
Yeah, and I said strike two because mayo should never come near a Cuban.
Correct. And then I said the meat was so good and it was overflowing the edges of the bread. And then I said the bacon.
Yeah.
And you said
it had bacon. Yeah. Strike three.
Three.
You're out. And I literally pointed with my thumb. Get out of here with that nonsense. I mean, really? No, that's not. And I told you yesterday, you know, off the air, if you will, I said, hey, that might have been delicious. I'd probably eat it and like it. See what I did there? But don't tell me it's a Cuban. Much like, you know, and I told you about this as well. You know, so many of the barbecue places out there do what they call a barbecuban with legit barbecue smoked pork. And they make it into a Cuban sandwich with the ham and the cheese and the mustard and all that. And while some of those sandwiches are absolutely delicious, they are versions of what is a Cuban sandwich. They're not authentic Cuban. Some of them are delicious, but they are not authentic Cubans. And they try to tell you that they are, but they're not.
Well, I don't think anybody would argue your point on that one, but it was a delicious sandwich and they have a great cheeseburger as well. Uh-huh. So all in all, that was a great lunch. Had a good time with
where else did
my
you
fellow
eat?
Realtors.
Where else have you dined?
Well, like I said, I was under the weather for a couple of days, so I missed out on life for a little bit. You and I had breakfast at Skillet's.
We did.
Yesterday.
We did.
And got to see our friend Amy Bama.
Yeah.
Owner extraordinaire. And this is her 30th anniversary of being in business. And I don't know where those years have gone. That's crazy.
30 years. Even puppies excited. Even puppies excited about 30 years. Yeah, 30 years is a long time to do anything. Much less.
It really is, and especially on this island where everybody is so many businesses have had to ebb and flow and change with the changes. But she's got a great thing going. I had forgotten. Coligny is such an epicenter of so much activity, particularly visitors and whatnot. But when I got there, there were only like 3 cars in the parking lot, but the restaurant was already half full. And that just is a testimony to, you know, folks. Coligny's got that great synergy where, you know, the hotels and the condos and the houses down on North Forest Beach are all right there in such close proximity that you can walk over to Coligny and to any of the shops and restaurants. And so she was jamming by 7. Wait, what time were we there?
8:30. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, Skillet's, and I say, man, 30 years is a long time to do anything, especially with the numbers that they do, especially in the summer, like you said, with the tourists surrounding there. They've got to be slammed a majority of the day. That's nonstop work. I mean, that is, you know, an honest day's pay work. I couldn't do it, but, you know, God bless those who can, and Amy, you know, running the show. We were chatting with her son about, you know, and labor and issues and, you know, things like that. Man, hats off to 30 years of Skillet's.
That's right. And I've been involved in other restaurants that have tried to pull a breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You know, that's essentially at least 2 different menus, if not 3 different menus and 3 different shifts. For labor, and so it's a real task and a real feat and a testimony to her, you know, what a great job that she's done keeping all those balls in the air.
100%.
There's not many restaurants on the island that do all day like that successfully and for that long.
Yeah, no, I get it. Crystal Beer Parlor over here in Savannah, which is very, very popular, and they do lots of volume. I asked the owner, John Nichols, years ago, I go, why don't you ever open for breakfast? You'd be incredibly popular. And he flat out said to me, Jesse, if I did breakfast, that means prep overnight, which means this building is running 24 hours a day. And that means things can go wrong at 2 o'clock in the morning. And I just don't have my word bandwidth to be able to, you know, be that engaged 24 hours a day.
To my knowledge, now Amy's dad, you know, worked with her.
Right.
But to my knowledge, she's never like had a general manager or any other. It's just her herself, and then and now her son.
Yeah, it's nuts.
So that's it's nuts.
I'm going to have her on the podcast probably next week to talk about 30 years of Skillets because the anniversary, I think, was a couple of weeks ago, and they're selling T-shirts and souvenirs and stuff. But that doesn't mean that it's not still been 30 years next week. So I'm going to have her on to chat with me a little bit about what 30 years have been like. Yeah. I do want to share with you my dinner on Friday. Because it was on your lovely island. I had dinner at Link's American Grill at the Harbortown Clubhouse there. Have you ever eaten there?
Yes, I have quite a few times.
That is,
they do a good job.
Yes, yes. And you know, I'm sitting there. I'm sitting at the bar by myself looking at the menu. And Chef comes out and he goes, now, you're just going to put that away, right? And you're going to eat what I give you. And I'm like, well, you got to be careful because I'm running 8 miles tomorrow and I can't go crazy. He goes, okay, I'll just send you a couple of things and then let you pick your entree. And he sent me this Wagyu beef tartare that was just a lobster tail app with caviar and a tomato puree. Yeah, it was, it's really, you know, I don't like the word favorites, but if I had a grouping of three or four places that I love to eat when I have the opportunity to do that, it's there. I'm a big fan of the beach club at Coast over there at Sea Pines. And then of course there are others around the island, but I don't get over there, but once every 18, 24 months, I don't go all the time. But when I do, it's always a treat. I really, really like what they do there at Link's. So, and Friday was no different. I had a steak, and then next with it, I had a cauliflower mac and cheese.
Yum.
Yeah.
Yum. I love that.
Yeah. It was a nice little spin on mac and cheese. Not too heavy because of the cauliflower. I was like, you know what? That's actually absolutely perfect. Absolutely perfect. So what do you got planned this week?
Well, let's see. I have clients coming in, so I'll be showing some property. So again, with clients coming in, there's always opportunities to grab lunches or light dinners, appetizers, while we discuss real estate. So I'm looking forward to that. E-Tang is still on my list. I wanted to get there last week, I'm on my Thai run, checking out all the Thai restaurants on the island. And then you and I had discussed Hinoki over the weekend. So I might hit Hinoki this week and have some sushi. It's been a while. But didn't you also go to some other restaurants over the weekend?
Friday, I had a burger at Chez George. The burger that I kept saying.
That's what I was waiting for.
Yeah. Yeah. The burger that I said a couple of weeks ago that I had heard about but never tried. I finally got over there. I called Monica, their head bartender there, and I said, hey, I haven't seen you in a minute. Let's go grab some coffee because I'm going to be on the island. And she said, well, I'm working a double. Why don't you just come sit here at the bar? I'm sure I'll have time to chat. So. So I went and I sat at the bar with Monica and had the burger, and it was every bit as good as everyone told me. It had tomatoes, they call them whiskey onions, an au poivre aioli, raclette, melted raclette, and white cheddar. It was for a bougie burger. It was up there with one of the best I ever had. So thanks to everybody at Chez George. It was perfect. Perfect. It wasn't too crowded. You could talk. And it was really, really good. That burger was. And then, and I met a guy who said, yeah, we come every Friday and have the $3 glass of wine and a burger, and that's our Friday thing. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I think that's for listeners who are, hoping to get some gems, where to go and what to do, especially people who, I know you don't like the word foodie, but people who, are really looking for dining experiences and whatnot.
Yeah.
That's really good to know. Yeah. I mean, when you told me that you heard Chez George had a really good burger, I was like, no way. I had no idea. I've been there several times. I had no idea they had a burger.
It's big.
So that's a good one to know.
Bring your appetite. It's not small. I don't know that you'd be able to finish it. I did, and I was like, oh, I can't eat anymore, of course, until about 5 hours later when I'm starving. So there you go. We've got Lynx, the burger, the air quote Cuban at Jane, the cheeseburger you said you enjoyed there, and then the Shrimp Festival, which was wonderful, and I'm quite certain they'll do it all again next year, right?
That's right.
That's a lot of food.
I hope we'll have the opportunity to be there again.
The diet starts on Monday, which is today.
That's right.
Tell us where we can find you to purchase that waterfront property to allow us to run on the beach to work on the diet.
I am a realtor with the Kaiser Chiton Group at Charter One Realty. So I'm at the office there on 11 Park Lane, which is the Mid Island or South and to Mid Island office location. And you can check out the website, margaretcrenshaw.com.
Sounds like a plan. I'm gonna, I've never looked at your website. I think I'm gonna do that.
I've looked at your website.
Oh well, thank you. That makes five of you. No, actually I shouldn't even joke like that. We set a record for traffic this summer and I'm over the moon thrilled about that. So all-time record of the 12 years we've had the website in July, we set an all-time record. So
that's awesome.
That was pretty cool. So check it out, eatinlikeit.com, food news both sides of the Savannah River. Mondays you can find Margaret and I chatting about food on your lovely Hilton Head Island, and we'll get out of here and see you next Monday morning. Sound like a plan?
That sounds like a plan. I hope you have a great week.
Thank you, young lady. Talk to you soon. Mondays with Maggie, brought to you by Hilton Head Island's Floors to Go. You can find them and their showroom at 123 Matthews Drive on the island. Stop by and see Steve or any of the qualified staff at Floors to Go. They will help you bring your flooring vision to life. Find out more at HiltonHeadIsland.floorstogo.com.